खत
Vilapushmanjali.
Have you read the translations of his slokas?
The last one we did, I think, was 45.
45. Any question?
Suryamani Nirmita Vedige Madhya Mugdham Nibhavat Yali Kulai Vitaya Argyam. Argyam Samarpayitum Utkar Dhiyastava Arat Sajjani King Sumukhi Dashrati Dashikeya.
I told this?
Yes.
Then this has been done? Quickly. Then 36 or anything remains? What I have told? Remember me? What happened?
I remember you telling how Krishna became the Purohit for the Surya Puja and was speaking verses that had two meanings.
Mitra.
Radharani went early in the morning.
When she is praying that when we will go to worship sun, I want to be with you, having all the puja samagri, material of worship with me and go with you. And I will stop there. Brajapur, next week. This is clear. Now we go further. You understand all these things? Brajapur Pati Ragya Agya Mishtamannam Bau Vidham Kati Jatnat Svein Pakkam Baroru Sabadaniya Sakhinam Mad Vidhananch Hastai Madhumathan Nimittam King Tvayasan Nidhapyam. Here, Bara Uru, Baroru, in first line end, Baroru.
Baroru.
His Sambodhan. Sambodhan means calling Srimati Radhika as Baroru. What is written there?
Beautiful thighs.
Right.
Thighs.
Thigh.
Thigh. Thigh. Part of the leg.
Young.
Thigh.
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 Thigh. This is one more. But here the meaning is also another. Bara Uru to cook the art of cook. Srimati knows this art so well than any of
this world, Vaikuntha world, and Braj world. Guru Mansa, so much efficient in that art.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
What art?
She is the best cook of any person.
Yeah. Also in Braja. She cooks so fine. Vara, Shrestha. Shrestha means
best
qualified. Uru. Uru means aur bhi adhik. Aur bhi adhik mane mahati in Sanskrit word.
Great.
Mahan.
The greatest.
Greatest. And Pujya, Pujya mane, in this art, she is Pujya. Pujya mane,
worshipable.
Worshipable by others. Brajapura Pati Aragya. Jasodai is Brajapati Pura Ragya. Yashoda is queen of Nanda Maharaj. Brajapati Nanda Maharaj. Ragya means queen. Agya, she has ordered by the Agya of Yashoda Devi. Ati Jatnat, with great carefully. See, in the evening, after Surya Puja, Radhika has returned with his sakhis, companions, to Javatgram. And he has done Sun Puja, and Batu, meaning Krishna, has returned to his Goshtha. Ghost means he has
assembly.
And Radhika now has come to his Javat village. When they were meeting, Krishna doing Surya Puja, all Sakhi were so much cheerful to see that Radhika is so cheerful. But now they are seeing that Radhika is not cheerful. She is so unhappy. She is feeling so separation for Krishna. These sakhis are Radha Prati Adhi Adhik Sneha Adhika. Understand? So they are sakhis. Srimati Tulasi or Pratimanjari is sakhi, Nitya sakhi or Pran sakhi. So when they were, Srimati Radhika was so unhappy, feeling so much separation. At the same time, one sakhi came. Sakhi's name
Chandan Kala.
So any sakhi came from Yashoda Devi, Chandan Kala or any sakhi. Yasoda ordered her that go to Javad and tell Srimati to send some sweetmeats and other things for night. Or Krishna, when returns from cow grazing. Up to that, Srimati Radhika was feeling so much separation. But when she heard the order of Srimati Yashoda Devi, he was in working order. What? She became so much happy. Here you know the history. I have told perhaps that Durvasa has given any birth to Srimati Radhika. Birth?
Blessing.
Blessing. To Radhika. That what you will cook will be very, very tasteful and so much giving power, powerful. Those who will take it will be so much powerful and so much lucky and defeat all demons. He will not be any time dukhi,
unhappy.
And he will be always so beautiful. No rogue,
disease
can attack you, that person. So, Yashoda is, once that anyhow Srimati Radhika should come to our house and cook all these things for Krishna. Because Krishna was going lean and thin. I have told all these things for it. So, Yashoda sent so many things, ornaments and blouses and everything, clothing, Radhika, through her mother-in-law, Chaitila. Also, Jatila has some fear for Purnimasi, telling that Purnima has told that if you will not send your
daughter-in-law
to Nanda Bhavan, all cows will be die, and all happiness and all wealth, everything go away. So you should send and obey Yashoda. So, with Kundalata and Lalita Vishakha, Tulsi is also following Srimati Radhika to Nanda Bhavan. But it is in morning time, Purvanha Leela, after Pratah Kalin Leela. Purvanha Leela comes from 9 to about 12 in this. And when Krishna takes Mahaprasadam at Nanda Bhavan, just all sakhis are there. After that, Krishna goes to in Purvanha Leela for cow grazing, and Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, all are following Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna satisfied his father and mother, and they are returning, and at the same time Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha all worship Krishna with their eyes. After that, Krishna goes away and Sakhi and all, with all Sakhis, she comes to Javad. and they go to Surya Puja. After that, in the evening, this he is telling that Yashoda has given order. She was feeling so separation. Tulsi is telling that, oh Devi, may I serve you? When Yashoda has ordered to send mishtanna, sweets and all other things, then I will burn so many chullis.
Stove is
another thing. By clay.
Yes.
By clay we do chulhi. So I will make so many chullis like a stove, and I will
give fire
in them. Thousands of chullis. All Sakhi are preparing with Radhika. Srimati Radhika is in middle. The Radhika, when she was at Javad, she was so feeling separation that her heart and body, everything was firing without fire there. Sweats were coming and she was so hot, her body was so hot, that Tulsi Maharaj is telling that in Govinda Lilamritam or all other books, that they are giving so very good lotus flowers as a bed and upper part of Radhika body with chandan. So many things are giving to make cool the body of Srimati Radhika, but yet not coming down the heat of Srimati Radhika body. But when Radhika went to her pakshala,
kitchen room,
she has taken off all her
ornaments
and all the dresses. Very fine white dress she has taken. No, like this, Hugot. Because there was no anyone, only Sakhis are there. So very light dress she has taken. No ornament. At that time, that Sakhi Tulasi is telling that when you are without ornament here, any time Padma sees Radhika and she thinks that, oh, without ornament and without any costly
dresses,
she looks so beautiful, more than Chandravali. So here Tulsi is telling that what is the use of taking ornaments, giving ornaments to Srimati Radhika, and well dress, no use. But without dress and without ornaments, she looks so beautiful. And at that time, we see that you are so happy at the time of cooking. No well, no well, nothing. Well means?
You said no sweats?
No. Hugat. Hugat. In Western, there is no word, perhaps.
They said B-A-I-L.
So, see, cooking and doing work on so many stoves at a time, like when a pot maker do like this, you have seen? And she is moving so fastly to all stoves and cooking all these things at the same time. And here, see, her body is so cool. He tells that, I wonder, in separation at your home, Javad, your body becomes so hot. But now we see that being in the midst of all the fire, you seem so cool. Why so? I wanted to serve you with pankha or chamar, fan and chamar. But I think no need at all. No sweat are here at this time. I wonder. So, sapataniya sakhinam madvidhanancha hastai madhumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptam. At that time, you will order me, bring water, bring atta, flour, sugar, milk, ghee, and all these things. And I will give, you will order that, give this in pot, where oil is so hot, boiling, and I will give something. And what you order, I will do. So, madpidhanan cha hastai madumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptam. And you will make ready so sweet and all things, and order me also to help you. So, will this fate will come for me to do help and seva of you?
This is in Javad or in?
In Javad.
Yeah.
In evening.
Yeah.
Evening Srimati Radhika does not come. In morning, about 9 she goes there. Afterward. Now all will come and this translation will do. But some slokas are to be so much explanation, but not so. Nitanna man madvidha lalat tate lalatam prityapadaya mudita prajaraja raggi premna prasu eva bhavat kusalasya prichat bhabbe vidhasyati kada mai tavakatva. At that time, when he made ready all these things, in the last sloka, she is praying Srimati Radhika. When all sweets are ready, then will you order me to carry it to Yashoda Devi for Krishna? Now here, by the order, Radhika gives orders to Tulsi Manjari, who is so much dear to Srimati Radhika. He can order also Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari and all other Manjaris. But she is praying that, will you order me? Then Radhika becomes so pleased and telling Tulsi Manjari, you are so much dear to me. I think you, Rup Manjari, Long Manjari and all the Manjaris are so much dear to me. And I think I cannot go there now. If you will go and give it to Yashodama and before you, Tumhare Samaksh, before you, if Yashoda gives all these things to Krishna and Krishna takes all these things, I think that in what manner I will give all these things to Krishna? I think you will give it in more pleasant way to Krishna. But
she's saying that if the Gopi Manjaris do it, it will be even better than if she did it.
She gives. I think that you are my pratinidhi. You are my shadow, representative. So, if you are present there and in presence Krishna takes and you serve Krishna at that time by shining and doing so much loving activities to Krishna, I see that I am doing it myself. You are myself of my. So I think it will be so better. So I am sending you and you should go to Yashodama and tell them that your daughter Radhika has sent all these things. So Nitanna Mad Vidha Lalat Tate Lalatam. When Srimati Radhika orders this manjari, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, in a golden pot, he gives kya laddu?
Manohar
laddu, Amrit Keli, Rasmalai, and so many things. You can prepare. Try to prepare all these things.
He will teach
you. You know Rasmalai? You have seen? Rasabada, so many things she had prepared and gives in different pots and keeps in a very big golden pot and covers in very white cloth. Then Manjari takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all sakhis with her. But many is there, Tulsi Manjari. If Rup Manjari was there, Rup Manjari will be head of the party. So here is the Tulsi Manjari is the head of the party. She has taken on her head and all are carried. They went to Nanda Bhavan. When they reached Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Ma was waiting that when they will come. She comes in and goes out.
Inside and outside.
She saw that they are coming, so she became so glad, Yashoda Ma. She took Tulsi. She saw Tulsi, and Tulsi at once seeing Yashodama, put up his pot and give it to a very good place where she should keep it, and then give her
forehead
on the feet of Yashoda. She was going to give like this, doing so. But in the midway, Yashoda came and caught her in her arms to that Tulsi Manjari, as if she was Radhika, because she loved her no less than Krishna. So at that time she will put me in her arms and give my on my forehead her forehead. Understand? This is a sign of
affection,
love. And giving arms on my back, and as if I am daughter of